Explore Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues to care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in Washington. Tonight, singing in Africa.
The long Rambo.
Yeah. Rambo 2 came up with the song?
Yes. Wow.
Eddie Murphy tried to.
Oh, wow.
Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Wow.
There's your talent or you have family issues you want to solve, you know?
First of all, that's the issue. Well, singing is a talent and also an act of producing musical sounds with the voice by the use of sustained tonality, rhythm, and a variety of vocal techniques. Well, do one require voice training to be a singer? Or how do you identify a singer? Well, tonight we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show the J Sisters, singers from Tanzania in the USA. J Sisters, welcome to Let's Talk.
Thank you.
And to be specific, we have three names here. We have
Jacqueline,
Jessica,
and Juliana.
Alrighty, guys. Mm-hmm. And we also have from 93.9 WKYS, the one and only DJ Joe. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing singing in Africa. Well, singers may perform as soloists or accompanied by anything from single instrument to a symphony orchestra or a big band. But sometimes they also may sing a cappella.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
But how do someone identify a talented singer? And I spoke to Rita Paulson, the owner and judge of a talent show in Tanzania, Bongo Star Search, or BSS, as well as Rita Paulson Show. Madam Rita, and I wanted to know, how do they identify talents in the first place?
I'm passionate in what I'm doing. And most of the time, when we see like 6,000 to 7,000 people during the audition.
Wow.
But when someone comes for the audition, they only have like 3 minutes to like show what they got.
Exactly.
And then, because there's many people waiting in the queue.
Sure.
So you feel when someone sings well,
right?
You feel what we look at first of all is the stage appearance.
Mm.
That means this person walks in.
Okay.
If she has it or he has it,
right?
It creates your attention as judges. To look like okay, so confidence is very important. When someone comes in, you notice the confidence. They walk in, they have the confidence, and then when they start singing, there's something about music that gives you chills.
Yeah,
you know, someone can do just one one note, like just hit one note, and you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And all the times when they come in and they hit it, and when they start it, even before they finish the song, we like,
this is it.
Because you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it. It's not something you can fake. Even for the viewers,
right,
when they are watching, they're like, oh, yeah, wow, this one has it.
Wow. It's
either you have it or you don't
have it.
Some people don't have it. They make us laugh.
They enjoy it anyway.
So first of all, they start with, you know, what the first thing you look at is their confidence. And then when they start singing, when it's something, you feel it from your toes, you get good pimples. And then, of course, talent is made. I mean, like being a star, stars are born, you know?
Yeah.
Stars are born stars. A star, when they have it, when they walk in there, they mesmerize you with their confidence, with their looks, with their how they're going to, you know, we look at the voice talent.
Yeah.
We look at the stage presence. We also look at the appearance.
And maybe so also, have you come to a moment, Rita, and you say, oh, my God, tears are coming out of your eyes and you tear up. And it's like an emotional moment from a singer. Have you got those points and how do you get to that point?
I do that all the time. And on the judges table, I think I'm
tell
the most emotional person. I do cry when they do very well.
Okay.
I also do cry when they don't do very well.
Both ways. Why?
Because Yeah. Why? Because I see someone to the point whereby he's been in the line for like, I don't know, 3, 5, 6 hours or maybe even 10 hours
right.
waiting to get that opportunity to be heard. And this person believes in himself or in herself, like, I can do this. And some of them, it's not about just trying to do it. It's because of survival.
Right.
They are so hard up. They have so many problems. They are trying. Maybe I can go through and change my life.
Thank you, Madam Rita. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing singing in Africa. Now, if you remember, ladies and gentlemen, a young girl from Kenya, 13 years old, known as Gracious Amani, a.k.a. Amani G, became a social media sensation after singing Alicia Keys' song, Girl on Fire. And guess what happened? On June 27, Alicia Keys posted the viral video of Amani G on her Instagram page.
Wow.
And captioned, look at this beautiful soul shine. That video went bananas and just all over Instagram. Now this young talented singer has landed a 2.5 million shillings record deal in her native country, Kenya. Okay, after she was signed by a record label, Pine Creek Records. Now the young sensation has now finally now she has released her own first song.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And the one who made this happen is founder of Pine Creek, Peter Nduwati. Okay? So Peter Nduwati says now this songstress will benefit from a trust set up by Nduwati and her mother, Christine Ambuso. The only reason is because she's still a minor, so she can sign a contract. But can you imagine what happened to her family?
No.
What happened was, as soon as she became famous on Instagram and all over media, they started getting death threats.
Oh, no.
These were threats from people demanding money. You understand? They're demanding money from the family. Now, before this was even before she landed a $2.5 million deal from Kenya.
Wow.
They were like, okay, now she's famous. So we want some money. So it's sad, I mean, how they treated her from some people. Mm. They were trying to get money from her. But anyway, what about nurturing talents in Africa? Nurturing our own talents, our own musicians. Mm. You know, how do we do this? How do we handle singers? Was this done the right way? I don't know. You tell me. So, I will start with you singers yourselves. You can sing. So tell me, when you talk about singing, how do, first of all, identify this as a singer? Singing in the bathroom?
That can be a hint.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends. Sometimes you can actually just, you know, recognize someone's talent, you know, by the, I don't know, by what? What would
By, for some reason, sometimes when a person sings, for me, when I identify a talent by just like listening to like even a hum.
Yes.
Somebody can be humming and be like, ah, this person is awesome.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't even know how to put it, but
I think it's quite clear. Like you can really just identify that, like, a talent right there when somebody sings, and it's not merely just making sounds. It's not just making
just
sounds,
making sound. Not even just singing the way another person sang. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people can
mimic.
But then that's not. It gets to be more than that. It's more than that.
I mean, okay, of course, singing like somebody and singing like the trying to sing, imitate the person in the right way, you know, like the technique that you use, all that would show that, okay, if I give you a song of your own, you'll do it right, you know, because of how the person can imitate another person. So, well, it's just there's a clear line between talent and also sometimes with a talent, mostly it's when somebody has not been trained, somebody has just, you know, has just heard somebody singing and they try to sing like them and they do it the right way, That's a talent right there.
All right. Maybe I would like to invite DJ Joe. Tell me about your experience with singers.
In my experience, I have like tons of examples of people that I've been around. I've seen people from day one. Like I can give you an example, like Trey Songz. First time when he came in, he actually claimed he was signed, and he came in at DJ for him, and he got booed right in Washington D.C.
Wow!
And I still remember him every time when he come up.
Can you imagine such a thing?
He thought he could sing. So the girls said a lot of things. The more important part is to if that's what you want to do, whether you knew you have a talent or you don't, you definitely have to go through vocal classes with professionals. But the reason I'm saying is because you can come from your family and everybody can applaud you and say, hey, man, you can sing, you can sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your family. But when you go to a professional platform saying you can sing and you don't last 10 seconds, meaning like you go in front of somebody like Simon. And even us DJs, we listen to new music. I play like twice a week, and there are songs that as soon as someone starts singing, it don't last even 10 seconds. We just cut it. We don't want to hear it anymore because we know they're not ready.
10 seconds is out?
So they don't want to waste our time. It's sad that that person might not be in front of us for us to tell them the truth. Like, look, go back, start all over because what you're doing is zero. So, to answer the question, I'm just saying, like, if the craft is there, definitely go through some professional training so you can do it right.
Yes, hold on right there, DJ Joe. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in a Washington studio with DJ Joe, Jenny, Jessica, Julie, and Jackie. Right now, discussing singing in Africa. Well, I just want to know, do the singers require voice training? Maybe yes, maybe no, but DJ Joe, explain all that a little bit more. And what happens when someone knows, now I do have some sort of a talent I can use? And I spoke to Malam Hassan Jibia from Nigeria, by the way of Maryland, and I wanted to know his take.
Believe me, Sunday, a couple of years ago, there was very few singing competitions in Africa.
Mm.
But right now, as we speak right now, I can't think of a major African country that doesn't have something got talent, you know, like Nigeria got talent, you know, Nairobi got talent, and, you know, South Africa, you know. It's spreading pretty well, and you have young artists, musicians, actually just, you know, striving to be part of the program and to go and sing. Some of them are very funny because some of them really aren't musicians. They're just trying to make it, anyhow. So when they show, when you're watching some of these shows and you listen to them, it's like, no, you totally made up that song.
No talent at all.
No. And because it's mostly in English and we're trying to mimic, you know, the Western culture, I think if we were to stick to, like, our cultures, like African cultures and traditions, and people, you know, sing in local languages, I think people would have a better chance of, you know, competing and expressing their talent than to say you're trying to... I mean, how can be raised in Lagos and you're trying to mimic like a B.I.G. song or
Tupac,
Celine Dion and Tupac and what have you. It's never gonna sound right. Come on.
Do your own original, your own thing, right? It's like a talent show. So there's a talent show, for instance, in Tanzania. Most people use Swahili. That's the biggest language there. So I find people coming out of this show all the time and doing talent shows and singing, but what I'm trying to find out is what happens after. Do these guys get deals, record deals, famous musicians, or what? Because some places we see how, you know, these shows produce some very fine musicians. But in some places, I don't see this happening so much.
Like I said, it's an emerging thing in Africa, right? Usually, I know of that of Nigeria, usually... at the end of the day, they get some kind of monetary reward and maybe some gifts. And in most cases, that's really about it.
It's up to that individual, artist to move ahead with his career and try to make it to the top. Usually, when you make it to the top, you win the competition, you get your money. I mean, it's up to you what you do with that reward, you know. There's your talent or you have family issues you want to solve, you know.
First of all, that's the issue.
Thank you, Malam Hassan Jibia. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing singing in Africa. And back to the studio. Well, as DJ Joe mentioned, not everyone can sing. But also, it is not easy to break into a musical career. Even established celebrities have tried, but they couldn't. We have some example. Entrepreneur Kim Kardashian, she once released a music video, but she regrets it now. Supermodel Tyra Banks, she released her first song and only single, and you guys don't even know it. What is that song?
It didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, it go nowhere. Shaquille O'Neal, NBA star, has four albums. Do you know that? Has four albums in his name, but nobody knows about that.
Stallone, Rambo.
Yeah. Rambo 2 came up with the song?
Yes.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy tried to.
Oh,
Eddie
Murphy.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. You see,
he had one song though.
Oh, okay. So, I'm trying to see if we're trying to nurture talent. You go from one singing career to the next, or from one option of trying to sing and going to the next. But how do we deal with these musicians? You guys have been singing for quite some time, since you were in elementary school. And somebody told you, actually your parents, I believe, told you, you know what, Jays, Jackie, Jessica, Jennifer, Jessica, you can sing. And Julie, you say, yes, we can sing, Daddy, maybe. And then, of course, you make this happen. Mm-hmm. But tell us the real nitty-gritty about singing, even though you guys have a talent. But if you didn't practice, would you be this good?
No.
Okay, tell me.
Well, definitely we had to take time to practice. And it was kind of difficult because we had to go to school and then come back home, you know, deal with all the homeworks and stuff. And then the only time that we really had was on weekends where we said before, the keyboardist would come in and try to help us and coach us a little bit. But it wasn't too hard for him because we had the talent. So it went by so fast, and we grew in music so fast. But you talked about the management, how somebody would grow into the career.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we are kind of course, we would say that we have come so far. But then one thing that we I think we didn't do it. Either we didn't do it right or we didn't get the right people to do to help us with it was the managing so that we can expand. We have not expanded enough. We have three albums, but we have not. We could have done more, I know.
I think I can add some to,
sure,
to you. I learned that a while ago that it's basically... It's like an epidemic that's happening in the whole country of Tanzania when the music was coming out,
yeah.
When the Bongo Flava and everything else, people was coming up to me and they always be like, Joe, why are you not playing Bongo Flava? Why are you not doing this and that? And my answer was because artists don't have a platform. The country is not enforcing music and an art or something that can generate income, actually a lifetime income, even make people wealthy.
Yes,
It comes to the country to be blamed. The leaders in the music industry, Tanzania never took this serious. Hopefully they can do it now because it was no music right. Like, you can just sing, release your album, and not to mention that it would be somebody else that gonna have to pay you a few dollars, and they're just gonna distribute your music, and somebody will copy, distribute, bootleg. So with that being said, nobody took it serious to even start a music school because they move money to people who make music, even the ones that were really talented over the years. The only way they make money is by doing live shows.
Yeah.
They couldn't sell their music.
Uh-huh.
So that answers your question, why you guys went through a hard time because not like nobody could just come to Tanzania and start a music school. Mm-hmm. There's no payback.
Because the money.
You know what I mean? Nobody can sue nobody. People are just killing people's music. I'm talking about the early talent that started. Sunday, you might remember from like Kwanzaa Unit and stuff. We had these great groups from back in the days, but they didn't have no way to make money.
That's true.
And the country never stepped in and said, hey, man, like in America, you get sued. You can't steal nobody's song.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So it became a very serious business because they have a lot of money.
And I think right now they're actually working on that.
And you know, I was talking to Diamond a few days, and I did ask him those questions, Diamond Platinum, while he was still here on the U.S. tour. He has the same exactly story. He said there's no, the government is not stepping in and influencing. People need to not stealing people's music. So it could be money collected. And producers and everybody else, schools can get started so people can go to school and learn music.
That's true.
Can be done in a professional way.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
The king, the genius, and professor, Ebola. President de Demoniato, Yves Njoli, Le Bouclier, Manu de Bosque, Picho Bongo, Soparon, Mukoka. Saison, y'a Sad.
Kedrick, Niakovic, DJ Merco, Master Virus.
That's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored the art of singing. A big thank you to our guest, Madam Rita Paulson from Tanzania, owner of talent show Bongo Star Search, as well as Rita Paulson Show, and Milam Hassan Jibia from Nigeria in Maryland. And here in studio, I want to thank you so much, the J Sisters, Jennifer, Jackie, Juliana, and Jessica, thank you so much for coming here tonight.
Thank you
for having us.
You're welcome. And also, the one and only DJ Joe from 93.9 Radio WKYS in Washington, D.C. Thank you, DJ Joe, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, brother. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be plastic surgery. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Domodu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
is VOA News. I'm Jim Burke.